Welcome back. Well, Impala Platinum is back in the black, lifted by higher metal prices and operational improvements. The miner is reporting a 36% surge in revenue. Despite the annual gains, the company will only resume dividend payouts in the next year or two. And this on account of a bleak economic outlook and continued restructuring at its Rustenburg operations. Company CEO Nico Müller joins us in studio now. Nico, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So like many of the other miners, you've seen quite a turnaround in your fortunes, surging to a full-year profit. A big part of that having to do with the commodity price itself, but also as you pursue the strategy of shallow mechanized mining in South Africa. To what extent is that shift paying off?
Alicia, that is our ambition, but to be quite honest, during the past year, it's not necessarily that bias that we are driving that has improved the performance of the company. It's really the performance improvement that we've achieved in Rustenburg on the back of the restructuring, the strategic restructuring that we communicated. So our intention was to center the operation around its best assets, and we've been absolutely delighted with the safety performance improvement as well as the operational improvements. The team is really just getting stuck in, and we are producing more precious metals with fewer people at lower cost, and that has been the big shift for us, is the turnaround at Impala Rustenburg this year.
Where are you in that restructuring process? Because we know that what four shafts were earmarked for restructuring about 2 years back.
Yeah, so naturally, given the increased performance levels as combined with the improved market conditions, that has presented us with more flexibility in terms of the phasing in of the restructuring. So what we have done over the last 18 months is we have reduced our overhead labor, the overhead costs associated with the operation. We have advanced significantly with the commercial arrangement whereby we will outsource our number one shaft. Number nine shaft will close during the course of this year, but that's not based on economics, that's based on the fact that its reserves are being depleted. Mm-hmm. And then the big shift will be with our number 12 and 14 shafts. And there have been some changes. I mean, number 12 shaft is currently running quite profitably. And so it's really just our number 14 shaft that is at risk. But that's only been scheduled for closure next year. To the extent that we developed a sound commercial arrangement at one shaft that is successfully implemented, that will provide us with flexibility to implement a similar arrangement at 14 shafts.
Okay, so a lot of levers that you're pulling over this period. What does all of this do in terms of bulking up your muscle to potentially strike deals in the current environment, and how rife are the opportunities you're targeting right now?
So it's very interesting that you would ask that question, because 18 months ago we had very, very different conversations. And so, I mean, the fact that we generated free cash flow of 7.7 billion this year, and the fact that we've got a gross cash balance of 8.24 billion, and that we've converted from a net debt position to a net cash position, has materially improved the strength of the balance sheet. So I think the company is much stronger poised at this time, 18 months from where we started, to consider value-accretive acquisitions. So I previously communicated that our ambition is to drive a bias towards low-cost, low-risk, mechanized operations, and whilst I don't believe there are an abundant number of opportunities, there are still some opportunities in the world, and we continue to look at that. In the short term, or in the immediate term, there's an opportunity. In 2018 we acquired a 15% in the Waterberg project, and that is a bulk ore body which lends itself to mechanization. And then we do have potential to expand operations in Zimbabwe, which similarly lends itself to mechanization. And so those will be within the current portfolio the opportunities that we have. And then there are one or two other opportunities that's not currently part of the portfolio.
I ask the question because one would think that with the turn in cycle that we've seen over the past 18 months and the recovery that's coming through in the commodity space, some of the opportunities would have now fizzled or remain, but with significantly higher price tags as well. So do you see more of that starting to happen in terms of the price you'd have to pay up for assets you are considering?
Yeah, so no doubt. I mean, if you look at the share price, the market cap of Implats, I mean, that's increased by 350% during the space of 12 months. And so naturally, if you are looking at acquisitive growth, we will be confronted with similar challenges. But then we are in a much stronger position to consider these and to find effective funding structures for opportunities like that. And there's always the opportunity to consider an equity transaction as part of this, which again the company is in a much stronger position to consider.
Absolutely. With all of that, despite the stellar performance over the period, you've withheld your full year dividend yet again. How much do we extrapolate on that and say that reflective of the risk you're pricing in regarding the wage talks with AMCU?
So yes, that does play a role, but there are a number of challenges that we need to overcome before we believe that we're in a comfortable position to start initiating a return to the dividends. The wage negotiations is the one area of concern. There is the continued restructuring for which we have budgeted a cost of 1.6 billion rand during the course of the 2020 financial year and another 500 million the year after that. There is the fact that we have to pay 599 million rand of debt in Zimbabwe back, and then there's 888 million rand at for a transformation transaction at Marula. So there are a number of hurdles to overcome before we believe that we are in a position to de-risk the company and then to return to a dividend position.
I guess especially with the past 18 months having shown just how quickly things can turn, strong cash generation putting you in a net cash position, as you've highlighted, after a decade of depressed prices. What kind of momentum do you see the current price run managing to sustain given the demand scenario for PGMs?
Yeah, so I mean, as we said this morning during our results presentation, we have over the last 18 months seen very strong upward revisions of the demand expectations. That has not been matched by similar supply upward revisions. So we believe that there is a very robust outlook for PGMs in the medium term.
Let's leave it there, Nico. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Nico Miller is Chief Executive Officer of Impala Platinum.
Thank you so much.